Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of The Van Apfel Girls Are Gone, written by Felicity McLean and read by Eloise Oxer. Dusk. That limbo land. And the world blurred by Baltimore rain. The windows of the cab were smudged with grime and muck, mixed with the misting rain, so that each time the wipers flicked over the glass, they made a greasy arc, like a smeary sunrise. The driver smelled of smoke and spearmint Tic Tacs. And when I got in his cab, he asked me if I was feeling better. Better than what? Than before. We were both confused now. He must have mistaken me for someone else, the sort of someone who could be cured. But the hospital, he said, and pointed past the gilt crucifix that hung from his rear vision mirror towards the tower of dazzling azure glass that stood by the curb in the rain. You came from the hospital.
Working, I explained. I work in a lab at the hospital. I held up a pile of papers, now damp and softening in my hands, but the driver was looking past me. He was staring at the tower, which was lit up so that a light burned in practically every window, and the whole thing, the shiny blue tower, the grid of illuminated windows, looked like a gas flame, despite all the rain. The trip downtown was slow and wet, and the air in the cab was humid. We crawled along the expressway behind a yellow school bus, its tires sending up spray. Inside, the bus was devoid of life, apart from a driver I couldn't quite see. Our cab turned left into the avenue and into more traffic. Three lanes inching along. Outside Burger King, a fight was breaking out. But you could tell, even from this distance, that their hearts weren't in it. Past Subway. Past the pawnbroker, we buy gold, 411-733 cash. Past the abandoned mini-mart, past the Union Temple Baptist Church, with its arches and its turrets and its torn-in-two sign, ripped clean between the L and the C. Once upon a time, that sign must have encouraged sinners to feel welcome. Now it simply commanded, they come. Past red brick behemoths and abandoned car yards, wrecks turning to rust in the rain. Past row houses in candy colours, and past the candy bazaar, which stood white as a mausoleum. And that's where I saw her. There. There. Bag swinging, coat billowing, long hair loose like a kite. The past, sashayed down North Avenue West, caught up in the peak hour push for the station. The metro, they call it here. Only tourists and Australians go all the way to Maryland and ask directions to Penn North Subway. Yes, there. She was caught up in the crush, surging to Penn North Station. But also not caught up at all, because she walked just the same after all these long years, as though hovering slightly above the earth. Pull over! The driver looked at me, startled. Here? You want me to... Please, pull over!